call back to Janet. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I am a licensed clinical nutritionist with over 25 years of experience helping people overcome their health challenges. And in another segment of my health tips, I reviewed the B vitamins, the numbered B vitamins, B1, 2, 3, 6, and 12. And in this segment, what I want to talk about are the named part of the B complex, biotin, folate, and pantothenate. Very, very interesting information about these components of the B complex. And it's very interesting that there are common and less common deficiencies, but one of the substances I'm talking about today, folate, a deficiency is very, very common. So it isn't so usual to have a biotin deficiency, but if you're dealing with depression, possibly blood sugar imbalances, the inability to get blood sugar to stabilize and be expected within certain boundaries. Maybe you're dealing with premature gray hair. Maybe your skin is not as healthy as you would like it to be. Well, a deficiency of biotin isn't that common, but what it does is allow you to break down certain amino acids, those components of protein. You're getting the amino acids from the protein, but unless you're very well supported with biotin, your body is not necessarily able to break down the proteins and have those proteins usable, available. You can find the biotin in salmon, in organic meats, in certain vegetables and grains. Particularly, you can find biotin in legumes. So all of the different peas, black-eyed peas, lentils as an example, egg yolks. You think about how many people have been eating egg whites for years and years and years because they fear the content of cholesterol in the egg yolks. Well, in addition to containing biotin, the egg yolks also contain sulfur, also contain a very, very high quality form of lecithin. So if you're looking for biotin and supporting your biotin levels through your diet, make sure you add egg yolks to your routine, your diet. Don't simply focus on egg whites that are very easily absorbed protein, but you need the biotin content in the egg yolks to actually break down those proteins. You can find biotin in the nuts and seeds. So, very reasonable to support your biotin levels, overcome depression, support your nervous system, actually support the health of your hair and your skin, your connective tissue. But most importantly, for all of those millions of people who are dealing with a diagnosis of pre-diabetes or diabetes or possibly hypoglycemia, where you're still not balancing your blood sugar properly, biotin may be just the substance to support you how you need support with that blood sugar stabilization. Folic acid, or more particularly, the specific form of folic acid, folate, a deficiency is very, very common. When you're taking B12, I always suggest to someone taking a B12 supplement, you want to complement that B12 with folate. If you take B12, you stand to create, through that B12 supplement, a deficiency in folate. If you take folic acid or folate alone, you stand to create a B12 deficiency. So you can see that it's extremely complementary. So folate deficiency, as I said, is very common, and it is associated with supporting your mental health, supporting and regulating red blood cell production. Once again, if you've been dealing with low red blood cell hemoglobin hematocrit, and you've been taking iron but not getting the response you want to create the profile of red blood cells that are health supported, by all means, consider taking folate. And once again, you can reduce your homocysteine, and homocysteine, when it's elevated, interferes with proper brain function. The best way to support your folate? Supplement. You can get some folate in the fortified grains, but keep in mind that when I talked about fortified grains previously, I mentioned that they were not necessarily the most preferred forms of those vitamins. They may be synthetic, they may not be in a particular form that is most easily taken up by your body. You can get some folate in tomato juice. So if you like tomato juice of really good quality, once again, organic, very, very helpful for folate support. Black-eyed peas, lentils, and all ranges of beans. Very, very supportive of your folate status. If you've been diagnosed with anemia and low red blood cell hemoglobin and hematocrit, if your immune system isn't up to par, if your homocysteine level is high, maybe you're dealing with an insomnia, maybe you've been diagnosed with some sort of cardiovascular disease, folate is one of the premier and very, very easily supported substances and part of the entire B complex. The last one that I'm going to be talking about, part of the B complex, pantothene. The deficiency of pantothene isn't very common, but it too is related to red blood cell production, stress hormones, immune function, and digestion. Pantothene absolutely helps your body to use all of the other vitamin nutrients that may very well be available either from your supplements or from your foods. If you have very poor tolerance for stress, if the stress tends to immobilize you, if stress tends to make you extremely anxious, if it interferes with your ability to function, pantothene is one of the best approaches to help overcome that stress intolerance. If you notice that when you get a scratch or a cut, any kind of wound, if it takes a long time for that wound to heal, pantothene is something that would be very supportive, very helpful for that wound healing ability. Maybe have it some kind of skin issue. I'm not necessarily talking about acne, but if your skin isn't clear and clean the way you would like it to be, think about pantothene. If you're dealing with fatigue, all of those things, the stress intolerance, wound healing, the skin issues, and certainly if you're fatigued, think about the importance of pantothene. Meat, whole grains, the legumes that I've mentioned before, egg yolks, and I can't stress it highly enough, you want organic eggs, organic milk. Very interesting, sweet potatoes, nuts and seeds, all of those are very supportive of pantothene status. Once again, the biotin, the folate, the pantothene don't work so well by themselves. What you want to create is a foundation of a very, very high quality B complex when you have that entire profile of all of the bees, the interaction among those B vitamins is dramatic. And then when you want to focus on a particular issue, let's say red blood cell formation, you want to focus on B12 and folate. If you want to address hair and skin, then you have the B complex as the foundation and the biotin and the pantothene as the individual focus to address the particular concern you have of hair and skin. So you have now a very nice picture of what the B complex can do for you. Once again, I must stress that you want very high quality B complex supplements. You want to look for coenzymated B complex supplements, and you want to be very well aware of all of the different foods that are going to support your B complex status. When you support your B complex status, you support very high quality blood chemistry. You support very good brain function. You are able to deal with stress, and your energy is very, very nicely supported. So you have the information you need now to stay energized and healthy.